Good morning, friends. This is Bob Asher.
And this is Mary Jane Johnson.
With your Faultless Start Show.
It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. It's absolutely faultless. That good old Faultless Start.
Yes, welcome to Faultless Start Time with Bob Asher, Mary Jane Johnson, the five hometowners, Jane, Larry, Kenny, Earl, and Dwayne, and all your best love songs brought to you by an old friend, Faultless Start.
It's absolutely faultless. That good old Faultless Start.
And now, here he is, that winning candidate with the persuasive guitar and that faultless platform of wonderful songs, the people's choice, Bob Asher.
Well, now, I want to thank you a lot, Franklin Ferguson, for that nice introduction. And here's my campaign manager, Mary Jane Johnson, to make an important announcement.
Yes, sir. Our candidate, Bob Asher, is in favor of silver.
Well, not only in favor of it, I'm going to sing about it. Quicksilver, that is.
You're as hard to hold as quicksilver when you kiss and run away. I dream you're mine, and then as quick as quicksilver, all my dreams are led astray. I keep chasing you till I'm facing you and embracing you with all your charm. Then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver right into someone else's arms. Come on, gang. I keep chasing you. Till I'm facing you and embracing you with all your charms.
Charm.
Then you slip through my fingers just like quicksilver right into someone else's arms.
Well, Bob, that was wonderful.
Well, Bob, you know, I'm pleased to announce that your stand on quicksilver has won for you.
Yeah, and I know what it's won for me, too. It's won me a chance to sit back and relax and just enjoy a pretty song by a pretty gal.
Now, you stop bringing in outsiders, Bob.
Oh. Now, you stop fooling and get singing, Mary Jane. You know who that gal is, and in case you've forgotten the name of the song, it's Anytime.
Anytime you're feeling lonely, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll come back home to you.
Was fine, Mary Jane. It makes your ironing easy. It makes your ironing easy. It makes your ironing easy. That good old faultless star.
What a joy it is to have your iron just fairly fly over your ironing, with no fighting or sticking, dragging iron all day. Faultless starch makes ironing a joy, not a job.
Yeah, no ironing aids to buy, no waxes, no polishing the bottom of your iron. Faultless starch contains every ironing aid necessary for smooth, easy, perfect ironing. Save your money, save your time, save your back and legs. Faultless starts makes ironing a joy, not a job.
It makes your ironing easy, it makes your ironing easy. Makes your ironing easy, that's good old Faultless Starts.
Get Faultless Starts at your favorite grocery store. Look for the pure white box with the big red star. That's Faultless Starts. Faultless Starch has been granted the Good Housekeeping Seal.
Hey, here's the kind of music just made for light hearts and dancing feet. Larry Wellington leads the hometowners in a homemade arrangement of Ramblin' Rose Shoddy. Don't they, Mary Jane?
Oh, they sure do, Bob. You know, this is only our second week, but already I feel right at home around here. Just about as if we'd been getting together with the folks for years.
Now, as many years as good old Faultless Starts has been getting together with the folks and pleasing them?
You can't fool me, Bob Batcher. You know, that adds up to 65 years, and we can't come close to that kind of a record.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mary Jane. But maybe we can make up some lost time by singing one together now.
Well, I think the folks might like to hear him, Bob.
Yes, and a grand old one we've chosen, too. Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
A beautiful sacred song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee, brightening the gray November morning. Let's do a little eavesdropping on Bob and Mary Jane now and see what kind of November topics they're discussing.
Hey, Mary Jane, with Thanksgiving not too far away, maybe we should give the ladies our suggestion for getting their table linens ready for the big meal.
That's right, Bob. You know, a beautifully prepared dinner just isn't quite so beautiful, accompanied by a tablecloth and napkins that are all dingy and wrinkled. So our suggestion is to get your best table linens looking crisp and nice by giving them a very light starching beforehand.
And one of the best and certainly the easiest ways to do it is with a Faultless Starch Rinse.
Mm-hmm. The Starch Rinse is Faultless Starch's easy way to combine rinsing and starching in one easy operation. You do it right in the last rinse water of your washing machine. Then everything gets a very light starching. It will make them iron up nice and fresh and neat, just the way you want your Thanksgiving table linen.
Well, tell the folks how to do it, Mary Jane.
Well, you simply make up 2 quarts of hot starch. To do this, you mix 1/2 cup of Faultless Starch with 1 cup of cool water until smooth. Add this to 2 quarts of boiling water while stirring. Now you simply add this hot starch to your last tub of rinse water. Mix it up, put in your table linens, and rinse. Agitate, run through the wringer as usual, and your washing and starchings all done.
Yes, ladies, now's the time to get your Thanksgiving table linens ready with the easy, faultless starch rinse. And they'll iron up easy, too, because faultless starch contains ironing aids to make ironing smooth and easy. A joy, not a job. Look for the crisp white box with the bright red star and good housekeeping seal at your grocer's. Get good old faultless starch.
Folks, of all the many Western songs I know, this one probably gets the most requests. I'd like to sing Bob Nolan's very fine song, Cool Water.
All day I've faced the barren waste without a taste of water. Devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand with water.
Water, water.
Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you
water.
And me?
Ooh, water.
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand.
Water, water.
Oh, Dan, can't you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you
water,
and me?
Water.
Waiting for you and me.
Cool. Water. Yes, ma'am, it was one full cup of cool water and a half cup of faultless... Oh, excuse me, Bob and Mary Jane, I didn't realize I was talking out loud.
Yes, and smack in front of a microphone, too, Franklin. But from the sound of it, I think you ought to have the opportunity to go on with that out loud thinking.
Okay, Bob, that's a good idea. Friends, a few minutes ago, Mary Jane told you how to get your best tablecloth and napkins ready for Thanksgiving. You do it with the famous faultless starch rinse. Right in your washing machine, starching and rinsing together in one easy operation. If you didn't happen to hear all of Mary Jane's explanation, you can get the full easy directions for doing a starch rinse right on the faultless starch box at your grocer's. So do that real soon, won't you? Take home that good old faultless starch.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy.
It makes your ironing easy, that good old faultless starch. Well, speaking for the hometowners, that's Jane, Larry, Earl, Kenny, and Dwayne. This is Bob Asher saying goodbye until next Sunday, round about this same time. And here's pretty Mary Jane Johnson to say
goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to Faultless Starch Time, brought to you by Faultless Starch, the perfect hot laundry starch that's made in barely a minute. Listen next Sunday at the same time when Mary Jane Johnson and Bob Asher will return with more of your favorite songs. Franklin Ferguson speaking. Faultless Starch Time came to you from Chicago. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.